This is the reading for June 11th. Job chapter 12. Then Job answered, "You really think you are the only wise people and that when you die, wisdom will die with you? But my mind is as good as yours. You are not better than I am. Everyone knows all these things. My friends all laugh at me when I call on God and expect Him to answer me. They laugh at me even though I am right and innocent. Those who are comfortable don't care that others have trouble. They think it right that those people should have troubles. The tents of robbers are not bothered, and those who make God angry are safe. They have their God in their pocket. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or ask the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish of the sea tell you. Every one of these knows that the hand of the Lord has done this. The life of every creature and the breath of all people are in God's hand. The ear tests words as the tongue tastes food. Older people are wise, and long life brings understanding. But only God has wisdom and power, good advice and understanding. What He tears down cannot be rebuilt. Anyone He puts in prison cannot be let out. If God holds back the waters, there is no rain. If He lets the waters go, they flood the land. He is strong and victorious. Both the one who fools others and the one who is fooled belong to Him. God leads the wise away as captives and turns judges into fools. He takes off chains that kings put on and puts a garment on their bodies. He leads priests away naked and destroys the powerful. He makes trusted people be silent and takes away the wisdom of older leaders. He brings disgrace on important people and takes away the weapons of the strong. He uncovers the deep things of darkness and brings dark shadows into the light. He makes nations great and then destroys them. He makes nations large and then scatters them. He takes understanding away from the leaders of the earth and makes them wander through a pathless desert. They fill around in darkness with no light. He makes them stumble like drunks." 2 Kings chapter 7. Elisha said, "Listen to the Lord's word. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, 7 quarts of fine flour will be sold for 2/10 of an ounce of silver, and 13 quarts of barley will be sold for 2/5 of an ounce of silver. This will happen at the gate of Samaria." Then the officer who was close to the king answered Elisha, "Even if the Lord opened windows in the sky, that couldn't happen." Elisha said, "You will see it with your eyes, but you will not eat any of it." There were 4 men with a skin disease at the entrance to the city gate. They said to each other, "Why do we sit here until we die? There is no food in the city. So if we go into the city, we will die there. If we stay here, we will die. So let's go to the Aramean camp. If they let us live, we will live. If they kill us, we die." So they got up at twilight and went to the Aramean camp. But when they arrived, no one was there. The Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the sound of chariots, horses, and a large army. They had said to each other, "The king of Israel has hired the Hittite and Egyptian kings to attack us." So they got up and ran away in the twilight, leaving their tents, horses, and donkeys. They left the camp standing and ran for their lives. When the men with the skin disease came to the edge of the camp, they went into one of the tents and ate and drank. They carried silver, gold, and clothes out of the camp and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent. They carried things from this tent and hid them also. Then they said to each other, "We're doing wrong. Today we have good news, but we are silent. If we wait until the sun comes up, we'll be discovered. Let's go right now and tell the people in the king's palace." So they went and called to the gatekeepers of the city. They said, "We went to the Aramean camp, but no one is there. We didn't hear anyone. The horses and donkeys were still tied up, and the tents were still standing." Then the gatekeeper shouted out and told the people in the palace. The king got up in the night and said to his officers, "I'll tell you what the Arameans are doing to us. They know we are starving. They have gone out of the camp to hide in the field. They're saying, 'When the Israelites come out of the city, we'll capture them alive, then we'll enter the city.'" One of his officers answered, "Let some men take 5 of the horses that are still left in the city. These men are like all the Israelites who are left. They are also about to die. Let's send them to see what has happened." So the men took 2 chariots with horses. The king sent them after the Aramean army, saying, "Go and see what has happened." The men followed the Aramean army as far as the Jordan River. The road was full of clothes and equipment that the Arameans had thrown away as they had hurriedly left. So the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and took valuables from the Aramean camp. So 7 quarts of fine flour were sold for 2/5 of an ounce of silver, and 13 quarts of barley were sold for 2/5 of an ounce of silver, just as the Lord had said. The king chose the officer who was close to him to guard the gate, but the people trampled the officer to death. This happened just as Elisha had told the king when the king came to his house. He had said, 13 quarts of barley and 7 quarts of fine flour will each sell for 2/5 of an ounce of silver about this time tomorrow at the gate of Samaria. But the officer had answered, even if the Lord opened windows in the sky, that couldn't happen. And Elisha had told him, you will see it with your eyes, but you won't eat any of it. It happened to the officer just that way. The people trampled him in the gateway, and he died. 2 Kings chapter 8. Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had brought back to life. He said, get up and go with your family. Stay any place you can, because the Lord has called for a time without food that will last 7 years. So the woman got up and did as the man of God had said. She left with her family, and they stayed in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. After 7 years, she returned from the land of the Philistines and went to beg the king for her house and land. The king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. The king had said, please tell me all the great things Elisha has done. Gehazi was telling the king how Elisha had brought a dead boy back to life. Just then the woman whose son Elisha had brought back to life came and begged the king for her house and land. Gehazi said, my master and king, this is the woman and this is the son Elisha brought back to life. The king asked the woman and she told him about it. Then the king chose an officer to help her. Give the woman everything that is hers, the king said. Give her all the money made from her land from the day she left until now. Then Elisha went to Damascus, where Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, was sick. Someone told him, the man of God has arrived. The king said to Hazael, take a gift in your hand and go meet him. Ask the Lord through him if I will recover from my sickness. So Hazael went to meet Elisha, taking with him a gift of 40 camels loaded with every good thing in Damascus. He came and stood before Elisha and said, your son Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, sent me to you. He asked if he will recover from his sickness. Elisha said to Hazael, go and tell Ben-Hadad, you will surely recover. But the Lord has told me he will really die. Hazael stared at Elisha until he felt ashamed. Then Elisha cried. Hazael asked, why are you crying, master? Elisha answered, because I know what evil you will do to the Israelites. You will burn their strong-walled cities with fire and kill their young men with swords. You will throw their babies to the ground and split open their pregnant women. Hazael said, am I a dog? How could I do such things? Elisha answered, the Lord has shown me that you will be king over Aram. Then Hazael left Elisha and came to his master. Ben-Hadad said to him, what did Elisha say to you? Hazael answered, he told me that you will surely recover. But the next day Hazael took a blanket and dipped it in water. Then he put it over Ben-Hadad's face and he died. So Hazael became king of Ben-Hadad's place. While Jehoshaphat was king in Judah, Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, became king of Judah. This was during the 5th year Joram, son of Ahab, was king of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to rule, and he ruled 8 years in Jerusalem. He followed the ways of the kings of Israel, just as the family of Ahab had done, because he married Ahab's daughter. Jehoram did what the Lord said was wrong, but the Lord would not destroy Judah because of his servant David. The Lord had promised that one of David's descendants would always rule. In Jehoram's time, Edom broke away from Judah's rule and chose their own king. So Jehoram and all his chariots went to Zair. The Edomites surrounded him and his chariot commanders. Jehoram got up and attacked the Edomites at night, but his army ran away to their tents. From then until now, the country of Edom has fought against the rule of Judah. At the same time, Libna also broke away from Judah's rule. The other acts of Jehoram and all the things he did are written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. Jehoram died and was buried with his ancestors in Jerusalem, and Jehoram's son Ahaziah ruled in his place. Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, became king of Judah during the 12th year Joram, son of Ahab, was king of Israel. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he ruled 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. Ahaziah followed the ways of Ahab's family. He did what the Lord said was wrong, as Ahab's family had done, because he was a son-in-law to Ahab. Ahaziah went with Joram, son of Ahab, to Ramoth in Gilead, where they fought against Hazael, king of Aram. The Arameans wounded Joram, so King Joram returned to Jezreel to heal from the wound he had received from the Arameans at Ramoth, when he fought Hazael, king of Aram. Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to visit Joram, son of Ahab, at Jezreel, because he had been wounded.